Yo, that song is lit.
Hey, yes, indeed.
That song is lit. What up, y'all? Welcome to the replay for whoever is coming on for the replay. Also want to make sure that we're actually going live in the right places because guess what? Rusty. Okay, rusty as all get out. It has been what the old people say, it's been a month full of Sundays. So, yeah, it's been a minute. So, let's make sure that we are where we're supposed to be. Okay, I got a notification from the YouTubes. All right. So, oh, I see people go, hey, y'all, come on in here and let us know who y'all are. Come on and say hey in the comments.
Come on in the room.
Come on in the room. Hey, yay, come on. So I'm gonna go ahead and give a disclaimer, and I would say, no telling what's gonna happen tonight, but strap it and buckle up. Because yeah, no idea. Like no idea what's gonna happen, but glad that y'all are here. So clearly we live on some places because some people coming in. Great, 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 wonderful, all of that. Hey, y'all. Hey. Okay, so we don't really have an official name for this, right? But we're gonna unofficially call this the Heal That Shit podcast. Okay. We are here to lead with love. Okay. Restore hope. And use our lives as examples to talk about the hard parts of grief, healing, and choosing to be a better human. We are streaming right now on, I don't know, maybe four or five different places and spaces, but some of them people are attached to me and some of them people are attached to the beautiful one sitting over there at the mic. So, said all that to say, don't want to take for granted that if you're watching that you know who we are. So, hey, my name is Kimberland and I am a professional frolicker. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am an executive producer, a network executive, okay?
Yes, indeed.
A master professional development facilitator, motivational speaker. I'm also an expat. I live in Mexico City currently. But yeah, I'm excited to be here today. So what up? Tell the people who you are there.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bianca Goolsby, and I am a certified professional snitch.
Snitch.
Absolutely. I am working in the sector of pulling receipts on people and holding folks accountable. Not only that, I am an activist, an advocate. I am a web developer. I am all the things digital. So if you need digital work, hit me up. I got you. You can reach out to me about that privately. But I am in this work, in this fight to hold the three keys true to what it is: accountability, transparency, and integrity. I am just wanting people to follow their heart, follow their intuition, and I want to leave people better than how I found them. So I can go through all the titles of all the things that I do, but the main thing is I am a snitch. Okay, we're going to make snitching great again, MSGA, baby. And we hope that all of y'all are willing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and hold people accountable, even yourselves.
Well, amen to that. So, having said that, it's been a long road for us to get here. And a lot has happened, but there was stuff that was happening before we even turned our mics off. So I wanted to kind of like go back through how you and I met because I was talking to somebody the other day and I kept saying, "And my best friend, and my best friend." And they were like, "Well, how did you meet your best friend?" And I was like, "Well, The year was 2019. But it actually started before that, because it started with you and your experience and your op-ed. So can you kind of like bring people up to speed? Because I feel like we have been telling our stories in two kind of separate different places. And then like we converged and then we got quiet. So like, I just want to make sure that everybody is like, I remember, you know, those situations. So can you kind of bring us up to speed on your end?
Absolutely. So all thing digital, right? So I went into the classroom to be a business technology educator. I worked at a middle school, Title I Renaissance, which is all the labels of saying that we have some challenging students with some challenging personalities, with some challenging circumstances that need extra support. And so in that school, I was sharing my experience of working at that school, working in that environment. And it wasn't really the kids that were the issue. It was really the adults and some of the environmental factors that played a huge part in their academic success. I wrote an op-ed at my breaking point. I reached a mental health crisis just working in the school. I gained several pounds to the point where my highest weight was 326 pounds. I wrote an op-ed that was published in the Tampa Bay Times. It went viral, and it was about Teacher Appreciation Week. I am quitting. And it was my letter of signaling that we need to do way more work in our education sector because this is not sustainable. And giving examples of what exactly I was experiencing and how other educators were experiencing the same thing, but they didn't feel safe to explain and express what was happening. And so that was what my op-ed is about. You can Google it. It's still publicly available. Just look up my name, my first and last name, and Tampa Bay Times. You'll see several articles, in fact, of op-eds and other additional articles that were written after the fact of this advocacy work and continuing this advocacy work since then.
So, you know what's so interesting? I don't know if I ever really read your op-ed. I remember hearing about it, and I remember, I'm going to say, I don't know if I remember reading it. I don't know if I remember internalizing and comprehending it. I remember hearing your name, and I remember people talking about this teacher had wrote this op-ed. Like, I just remember all those things happening. So what year was that happened?
That op-ed was published in 2019.
This was, May. Boy, 2019 was a wild year.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Wild. Okay. Okay. So you wrote the op-ed. What month? I'm sorry.
In May.
May 2019. Okay. So then I'm going to kind of take us backwards a little bit, because my story started in 2017. Yes. 2017. So also, this is very Googleable. There are articles that have been written about this. But so I'm going to try to summarize it as much as I possibly can. So basically, I taught in Hillsborough County from 2006 through 2019 in various roles. Okay, so I mentored from 2012 to 2016. I mentored first and second year teachers. And one of the schools that I mentored at, I wound up like getting really connected to the school. So when I left mentoring, I went to work at that school. All right. So I worked at the school, and the first year that I was working there as full-time faculty, it was a rough year. It was a rough year. Administration was not the strongest. It was a lot going on. So we had this breakfast that we called the turnaround breakfast. And I took a student to the turnaround breakfast. And the turnaround breakfast is basically to celebrate a kid that had not been making good choices at the beginning of the year. They got their life together. Now you get to celebrate them. So at the turnaround breakfast, I met our school board member, and I asked our school board member if she was our school board member. And I said, we need your support because we are getting a new administration and we really need your support. Will you come to our school and help? School board member says, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, you know it, you got it, right? However, school board member did not come. And school board member also quoted herself in an article saying that our school wasn't getting what they needed. Not just our school, but a collection of schools that were in a precarious situation of being closed out. Let's just say it like that. So she never came, but she made these remarks about what was happening at the school. Now, at the time at the school, we are like bending over backwards. So by the time that I left the school, we established a food pantry at the school, a clothes closet at the school. We established a laundromat, mentoring programs, a success center. Like, all of this was because of the work that I was doing at the school, right? So for her to say that stuff wasn't happening, that just wasn't right. So anyway, very long story short, I had made a comment on her Facebook page. She lost her shit and she showed out. And then she also lied about what happened. She tried to delete what she said. I took screenshots. I had 22 pages of screenshots of what happened. I told her that she needed to apologize or else I was going to the newspaper. She didn't apologize. I went to the newspaper. Then I went back to work, right? So I'm working. And then someone by the name of Bianca Goolsbee reaches out to me and she says, hey, I read the article about you. Would you be willing to talk about what happened? Do you remember what time of year that was or what year that was that you reached out to me? The first time?
I really want to say it was after my op-ed because I started doing a whole investigation after that. So I want to say it was in 2019.
Okay. So it was that previous school year then. All right. So I was still at the school. So 2018, 2019 school year. So I was like, nah, like, I'm not talking about that. I had made an agreement with my principal that I wasn't going to be a distraction, like, you know, whatever. So anyway, 2019, 2020 school year, I was saying it was going to be my last year at the school. So through a series of situations, the organization that was going to take over the schools reached out to me and asked me to work with them. And I was like, no, I said at first, because I had done all this stuff at the school and I knew I was going to be there one more year. But after some time of chaos, I agreed. And I left Hillsborough County School District on November 8th, 2019, right? Okay, so I go and I start working for the organization. I took a week off. So I start working for the organization a Monday before Thanksgiving. And I'm going to schools and all that. They're like, oh my God, Kimberly, we're so glad you're here. Like, your reputation has preceded you. Our Florida team is complete. This is so awesome. Yay, yay, yay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm like, great, this is wonderful. So that's Monday through Friday. I'm going to schools. I'm talking to people. I'm meeting principals. I'm getting established. So Bianca, something had happened and you had reached back out to me and you were like, see, this is why I wanted to talk to you about the school board member. And I said, well, actually, I'm not with the school anymore. So if you want to talk about it, we can. So we scheduled the interview that Friday of that first week with me at the new organization to talk about what happened. All right. So again, there's documentation and evidence of this. So we have the interview and I bring my 22 pages of screenshots about what happened. Right. So I tell my story about everything, the longer version of the cliff notes that I just gave. And that's that. All right. So that's Friday. So then Saturday, you saw her at an event and things kind of got crazy. Then Monday, I get a phone call from my new employer, and they say, you have a clause in your contract that states that we can release you with or without notice or with or without cause, and we're going to exercise that clause today. I'm sorry, what? Like, what? Because on Friday, y'all was just saying, oh my gosh, Kimberly, this is so amazing. We're so glad you're here. Like, all of that, right? And now it's Monday. And now you're like, there's a clause in your contract that says we can release you with or without notice or with or without cause. And we're going to exercise that clause today. And so then I got fired. So I called Bianca. I tell Bianca what happened. And that started our friendship.
Yeah.
So, having said that, if y'all were wondering how our paths crossed, that's how. And those were the circumstances that kind of surrounded it. Now, that type of advocacy and that type of stuff, and some of the links are there in the comments, so y'all can go to those. Don't go to it right now, though, because you're going to miss something. But, you know, just they over there. So one of the things that Bianca and I bonded about was what she had mentioned earlier are these three keys: transparency, integrity, accountability. Like, everything with us, where's the documentation, where's the evidence, where's the receipts, right? So having said that, we are creating a new space, this space. Right. This space is a podcast. It's a show. We don't really know, like I said at the top of the show, like, we kind of playing around with the name of Heal That Shit, but we're going to be asking y'all, like, what should we call this space? But we wanted to kind of set some ground rules, if you will, about what you can expect in this space, because we all about the clearness of the expectations. You understand? That's the transparency part. Okay. So what you can expect from us, you can expect us to abide by these three keys. We mean what we say when we're talking about transparency, integrity, accountability. We hold each other accountable all the time about things, right? So that's what you can expect from us. We are going to keep it real. In this space, we both of us are producers, right? We've been doing this for a long time. And I'm going to speak for me, and I'm going to let you speak for you, because it was so hard for me to get out of make this a production, like, make a banner and make graphics and it was so hard for me. Did you
feel that? To catch people up, so me and Kimberlyn, obviously we talk a lot offline. And so before we did this show, I was expressing my difficulty with writing a status about this very segment that we're doing. It has been a while, as stated previously, of me being behind the camera, me using these tools, me setting up my office. And I will tell you that it was difficult for me to actually get back into this seat, to get back into this space, to get back into feeling confident and okay of re-entering this space, particularly because of what happened right before or right after I left. And was gone for some time. So yes, it is a challenge. I was able to produce other people's shows. There were shows that were airing and all of that was going on without me. But to be here in this seat, I'm grateful for it, but also it was a challenge.
Yeah. So it's not as simple, right, as it might seem like, right? So having said that, and thank you for that transparent moment, because that's what we want this to be, right? Like, just keeping it real. I think the saddest we had wrote for this was like, life has been kicking ass for the last 6 months. Like, it's been wild. And we about to talk about that in a minute. But we want y'all to understand that we are going to keep it real. And we are going to talk about the things that we have every right to talk about that have been happening, and what that journey has looked like for us. Right. So strap in or whatever, but like, there's no pretense here. Also understand, we're going to curse when we feel like it and if we feel like it. Okay. So just be all right with that. So don't put some headphones into something if the children is around, but just be all right. Cause we also want to be free while we are here. Now, what do we expect from you? We expect from you that you will come into this space understanding that this is a space where people are welcome. We're not tolerating any hate speech, hate comments. Block game is strong. Understands? Be blocked and be blessed. Like, we're not doing that. And the reason that we say that is, if you all have been following us for a while, you know that there are people that have targeted us before because of what we have said. And I really don't even think we processed all of the targeting that has happened, nor have we talked about all of it publicly. Right. Don't even just leave it in the box. We'll let that stay there. And that might be a season finale episode or something. I don't know. But y'all have no idea the type of emails, messages, pages, lies, newspaper articles, radio shows, like the type of things that people have said about myself and about Bianca is wild. And it is because of our advocacy work, right? So having said that, what we want you to understand is this space will remain a safe space. Now, you could be here, you could be watching and lurking or whatever, but when you put your hands to that keyboard and say something foolish, please understand, it's not happening, all right? You're just not staying in this space. So that's what we expect from you all and what you can expect from us. So having said that, you just alluded to the last time that you had gone live. And we actually talked about this the other day, like the dates were so close. You want to start with what happened with you, or do you want me to start? Both of them are equally just a lot. So who you want to start? I'm going to let you choose.
You know, I really have no preference.
Then you go. I'm gonna drink my Gatorade for a little while. I'm gonna just okay. And this would be a good time to share the broadcast or whatever if y'all watching. Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So in my transparency moment post today, when I was advertising that I was gonna go live and do this, I posted the link of my last broadcast. That was July 15th. I had just set up my new office in a new home that I just moved to. And I no longer live in that home nor that city. I had to reset up my office and I had to move to a different location. I've been very transparent as to the reasons to that, but to catch people up to speed, my ex-partner and I, we decided to separate and I asked for a divorce. And we have been officially gone through that process as of the 20th of this month. It has been a roller coaster of dealing with heartbreak, betrayal, finding myself, rediscovering myself, healing. And I'm just being very vulnerable right now that in this time, in this season, particularly around the holidays, it is tough. And so for the folks that are going through something that might be similar in nature, continue to hold on, continue to shine your light, continue to be amazing, because everything is going to happen and everything is going to show up for its purpose and its reason. So I took my hiatus and my break as I was trying to figure out what life looks like for me. I had a difficult time and I'm still having difficulties figuring out what life looks like for me now, to the point where I have been seeing different therapists and different psychologists about my mental health journey and making sure that I'm in alignment with that. We're going to be very transparent about medication and different things that are used to help with that process of reprogramming and unlearning and relearning things to help you function in life. But I was going through it, y'all. So while I was traveling and seeing places, I needed to do that for my mental health. I needed to change my environment because otherwise I would not be sitting here right now having this conversation with you. And that's as real as it gets.
So we're going to like make space for questions like later and stuff, but y'all feel free to talk in the comments. Like if there are things that, you know, you want to say, want to ask, want to express or whatever, feel free to drop that there. So 2 days before Bianca's situation, I had a situation. So I'm a backup maybe a couple weeks before that, or maybe the month before that. So in June, many of you all may know that I used to have talk shows on a platform called Beautiful Brown Girls. And I was on Beautiful Brown Girls for 6 years. We actually just sunset both of my shows on the network in November because of everything that has been going on. So I also, too, have been very candid about what has happened. But again, for those who may not have those breadcrumbs, I'm going to give a little bit of synopsis. So in June of this year, I was contacted by Therapy for Black Girls, which is a pretty large platform that has to do with mental health. Again, everything that, we're talking about here is about mental health advocacy. That's been a part of my platform for a really long time. And Therapy for Black Girls reached out and asked me to interview the founder of Therapy for Black Girls, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, to do a fireside chat with her in Miami for the release of her new book, Sisterhood Heals. So it was an incredible opportunity. I have been wanting to be affiliated with Therapy for Black Girls for a very long time, was very excited, but also I was finding myself very, very stressed at the same time. Around this time, God told me to start documenting what I was feeling. So I was just making recordings. I didn't know what I was doing with them, but I was like kind of just trying to verbally process what was happening. So because as I'm planning to go back to the States, I'm feeling some type of way, right? So again, I'm currently in Mexico. At the time, I was living in Colombia. So I'm making these plans or whatever to go. I'm feeling kind of anxious. I hadn't been back to the States in a while. I didn't know what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel like. I'm going to just say that when I got to the States, it was not a pleasant experience. My experience with Dr. Joy and her team and all of that was absolutely beautiful, but being back in the States was traumatic. I encountered the ugliness of US citizens who come into contact with people whose English is not their first language. I saw a man get arrested while I was there in the States. People were just very ugly to each other, and it was just a lot for me. But I got to keep it pushing, because as soon as I left Miami, I went to St. Martin for work, but for Beautiful Brown Girls. So I go to St. Martin. I have a wonderful time. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I finally get back to Colombia, and I have received two contract offers to do some trainings back in the States. So those trainings wound up being in Indiana and Kentucky. And as I was trying to process my returning back to the States once more to go to places like Indiana and Kentucky, as a Black woman, I wound up having a mental breakdown. And I connected those dots during that time, but I did not know which way was up. I didn't know what day it was. I didn't know anything, like what to do. So I took off of work in August, where I kind of took off of work. I was kind of working in the background. And then my therapist was like, I'm concerned about you and I need you to completely take off of work. So I completely took off of work in September. I was planning to return to work in October, but then I had another situation occur that started to spill out some of the childhood trauma that I experienced. So I don't know where you all have come along to know of me, but on my website, I've written blog posts about my childhood. I have I've been very vocal about it, but not in a contiguous fashion. So it hasn't been like chronological, right? But I've talked about the fact that I had a very abusive childhood. And what I started to realize during that time is that more people have failed me than I originally thought. As I went back and I thought about all the adults that were supposed to show up and that were supposed to protect me and the people that they told me that they loved me and how many people did not see me because I was an A student and I was doing what I was supposed to do, but it was literally because I was trying to get out of the house. So with the combination of the PTSD from my experiences in the U.S. and everything that led me to leave the U.S., again, that's on this page, Mind My Black Ass Business, plenty of documentation about that. It was compounded by the trauma of my life that I have experienced, that I just continue stuffing in boxes, and then everything just came spilling out the box all at the same time. So having said that, I mentioned PTSD. I already knew I had anxiety and depression when I left the U.S. I also started exploring this idea of neurodivergence and really thinking about my brain and how my brain seems to want to operate. So got a diagnosis there. ADHD came up and I was put back on medication. And that is a weird journey. You want to talk about what it's been like for you, and then I'll kind of like chime in too.
Yeah. So I reached a point where I didn't recognize who I was. Just trying to rediscover what this new normal was going to be like. I literally had to uproot my life very quickly. On top of that, to just remind folks that may or may not know, I have a pacemaker. I had to have open heart surgery. And while all of this is happening, I'm getting alerts that I'm having an elevated heart rate due to stress.
And let me just interject right here, though, because when I tell y'all, I had to be like, let me tell you something, girl. What you not finna do is die over this shit. Because, again, remember, my situation happened July 25th. I want to say I was talking to you. I think this was July 27th. Like, it was a couple days later that you found out. So my entire world has just crashed. And now my best friend is telling me that her heart rate is elevated. And this is literally life or death. So we had to have, I was like, Bianca,
yeah,
you are not going to die over this. Period. Point blank. So I just wanted to interject that because you kind of saying it, and I know, like, you know, because your speech pattern is a little different, people might be like, oh yeah, okay, her heart rate. No, I need y'all to understand when she's saying the heart rate was elevated, it was like doctors are calling the heart rate is elevated. So, all right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So it was severe. And I had to see different therapists. So the therapist that I normally went to was serving as a couples counselor at one point. So I had to find another therapist that was completely separate and just kind of start over. And so I did. And one of the things that I had shared was that I am really battling depression. I am battling getting up and being inspired. And I would write affirmations on social media, but I want to be very honest to the people that are listening. I wrote those affirmations for me. And I wanted to share those affirmations so that other people can have the benefit for it, but it was really for me. And it reached a point where I literally thought that I would be better off not here. To the point where it was like, you need to figure out something else to do and something else to kind of regulate your mind and your thoughts. And so getting on mental health medication was one of those steps in order to address it. I am currently taking this medication. I actually started on Thanksgiving, and it has made me feel very numb to a lot of different emotions. I am still actively processing how I am with this medication and having thoughts of if I should continue to take this medication or not. I want to be my best self, and I want to be my best self for others. So me trying to evaluate what that looks like is something that I am constantly struggling with, to be honest, on what should I do? Should I continue to take this medicine, although it makes me feel numb? And it doesn't allow me to have those range of emotions that I would normally have? Or do I continue to allow the medicine to take its course? Because there are studies that show that you need to at least wait 4 to 6 weeks in order for it to really work. And so there's just a lot that I have been processing with this entire thing, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of like where to. So when I had mentioned like I didn't work September, I didn't work October, then all of like all this stuff like started falling out of the boxes. I wrote a 5-page letter to my family. And I basically was like, yeah, so I haven't worked since July, and I am about to run out of money. So I'm just letting y'all know because y'all can't say that I didn't say anything. And they panicked, rightfully so. But their solution was for me to come back to the States. And that's just not an option for me. I was going into panic attacks thinking about having to come back to the States. I don't know if y'all who are in the States understand what it is like. You don't, because you live there. You don't. To be outside of the States, watching the things that are happening in the States is absolutely terrifying. It is, there is not a day that I am here in Mexico or that I am in Colombia that I am concerned about the fact that I am Black or that I am worried about random gun violence. I was walking through the park the other day and it was Christmas and there were fireworks and I jumped so hard. And the person I was with was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, PTSD, because I have to remind myself it's not a gun. It's not. That's just not a part of reality here, right? So to come back to the States wasn't an option. And I had to really explain that to my family that I am not coming back there. I don't know how long that is going to last, but no time soon. So that kind of put me in a position of what am I going to do? And I took a trip to Mexico. And if you've been following me, I've been coming back and forth here to Mexico because my dentist is here and dentists don't like to work on other dentists' work and all of that. So I just stayed with her. And I came here and I was talking to one of my friends and I was explaining to her about this letter that I had wrote and what my family was trying to make me do. And I didn't know what I was going to do. So I don't know. And she said, "Kimberlyn, you can come here." She was like, "You don't have to say anything else. You can come here." She's like, "I have a room. I have a bathroom. You can come here." And she saved my life. Because all I knew was I can't come back to the States. I can't do that. So then I had to transition everything, and that's when I got put back on medicine. And the numbness that you're talking about, I actually just I made a TikTok video about it because over the past year, I had taken myself off my medication. So when I left the U.S., I was on medication. Then I took myself off the medication because I don't want to be on medication. And I was fine. But then I came back to the States and now I'm back on medication. But I don't remember this numb feeling. Like, I don't remember not being able to feel, but also I just learned how to feel when I left the U.S. because when I lived in the U.S., I didn't feel. You just stuff it in a box and you deal with it later. If you try to feel living in the U.S., you will not want to be there because it's rough. So I hadn't been feeling right. So now I've experienced how to feel and now I'm taking the medicine and now I can't feel. And that feels weird. It feels so weird. So I too have been asking myself, do I still want to be on medicine? Like, what does it look like to not be on medicine? But then guess what? I got another surprise. Okay, so I have talked on different platforms, whatever, just in life about bathrooms and not liking bathrooms. And what I did not realize is that my not liking bathrooms is very intense to the point that it controls a lot of my life, which is very difficult because you have to interact with the bathroom at least once in a day, at least once. But it's probably going to be a few times, right? So what I noticed is that I was purposely doing things to not have to interact with the bathroom. And yes, there are reasons. And yes, I understand some of why I have issues with the bathroom. I actually have recorded a podcast episode that I haven't released, but bathrooms were never a safe place for me. There was a lot of abuse that happened in the bathroom. And it's a source of anxiety for me. So debilitating anxiety. So I've also been trying to process that. And now I have to get tested to see if I have OCD.
Life is life. I just want to take a moment to the people that are watching this live and the people that are watching the replay that life is going to give you your challenges. And the both of us went through separate traumatic experiences around the same time and have been able to been lockstep to support one another. And it is so important during this time to find a village and find people that are going to support you in this, because you're not alone and you don't need to be alone, because there's other people that are out here that are willing to support you. Hell, this is why this is created here. This is a safe space where if you don't feel like it's safe to talk, here we are. We're here because we need all hands on deck. We need to heal. And we need to work on being better for each other, because I'm seeing our children out here killing each other, y'all. It's bad. And I just pray for the folks that have to take medication to just survive out here, that you don't feel less than because of it. And I am telling you this because that is something that I experienced that I don't want anyone else to experience, is feeling like you're less than because you have to take something to ensure that you are here to survive.
You know what? So the first time that I had to get put on medicine, it's interesting because I had sent out a message, and this is when I was living in Pennsylvania. I had sent out a message to my sorority sisters, and I was like, I am not okay. I don't care what Instagram and Facebook says. I am not okay. And one of my line sisters reached out to me, and she was like, what's going on? And I was explaining to her what was happening, and she was like, I think you need to take medicine. And I was at first very much like, I don't want to be on medicine, right? But she was like, your brain is tired. And your brain has been trying to keep you alive. And one of the things, like, we use this term burnout. I was just talking about this on a podcast. We use this term burnout, like, really, really loosely, right? So we'd be like, oh my God, I'm so burnt out. You know, I need to take a nap. Not understanding that burnout is severe. Burnout means that your brain has tried to keep you alive to the point that your brain has said, in order for you to stay here, I have to stop working. I am shutting down the entire operation. There's a part of our brain called the amygdala, and the amygdala is where our fight, flight, or freeze response lives, right? And when we are triggered, our brain is like, do we fight? Do we flight? Do we freeze, right? So when things get too difficult, and your brain has been trying to fight, your brain been trying to flee, none of that is working. The only thing it can do is shut down and freeze so that it can try to help you stay alive. That is what happens during burnout. That's not something that a nap can cure. It's not something that, you know, oh, I'm going to just take a little vacation and it cures. It is literally, this is why people check themselves into hospitals. And I had even said that. I was like, if I would have been in the States, I probably would have checked myself into a hospital, because I was like, I don't know if my brain is ever going to be able to function again. I really don't know. Like, I did not see a way out of the overwhelming, drowning, like, dark feeling. I really, really didn't, right? So the whole point of being on medication is to give your brain an opportunity to take a break for a moment, so that you can tend to the other areas of yourself. Because during those times, self-care and executive functioning just doesn't exist, right? It's like, when, I don't know when I last brushed my teeth. I don't know. Took a shower. What? Like, and then you're talking about somebody like me, go take a shower with somebody who might have OCD behind the bathroom. That's not something that's just easy to do. Just go take a shower. Like, the amount of mental energy that it takes to get yourself to function, right? So your brain is trying to protect you. So medicine is to help your brain help keep you alive. And if that is what has to be done in order for you to remain on the planet, take the medicine. Take the medicine until every other things figure out, because with so many different variables happening at so many different times, it is incredibly difficult to try to wing it on your own. And I've done it. I tried to do it this time. My therapist had to be like, you need to get back on your medicine. And then she told my sorority sister, who was like, what's up with your medicine? Like, because I was like, I don't want to do this. I successfully took myself off my medicine. Right. But if it was a matter of me staying on the planet or taking medicine, let me go ahead and take this medicine, because hopefully as time continues to pass, something is going to get better. Help is going to come from somewhere. Hopefully I'll be able to figure out what I'm going to do to be able to survive. Right. So to that point, there is no shame. There is no shame in that. And one of the reasons, like, I had reached out to Bianca and I was like, it's a lot. I was like, it's a lot going on. And I feel like I need to talk about it. And I don't really know, like, how to talk about it, but it's a lot. And I was like, and I know you have a lot going on, so I was wondering if you'd be willing to talk about it with me, like, because this is a lot. And Bianca was like, well, you tell them what you said, what you thought when I told you that.
My first thought was, little baby, I ain't ready. I was very fearful of coming back. I'm getting emotional talking about it because it has been a journey. I am thankful for you. I don't know how I would be able to navigate life without you being my best friend. And so you have pushed me outside of my comfort zone. You've held me accountable when I haven't been doing things right and been lockstep with me on this journey of just figuring out what next steps look like and figuring out who I am again and appreciating the new adventure that I'm up against, that you're up against, that a lot of different people that are watching this, there are so many people that have reached out due to my transparency moments of me being vulnerable of like, hey, y'all, beyond these selfies that you see of me smiling and looking cute, there's things that are happening. And I just want to uplift people and let them know that they're not alone in whatever it is that they're going through. And life is life in, and people are people in. But you know what? I continue to hold on the faith that my grandma had before she left this earth, that love is the highest frequency, and that if we love one another, we can truly change what this world is about. So I thank you for loving me and for pushing me, because I don't know when I would have been able to cut this mic on and to do this, but now I'm ready. We're back, and I am really excited for the new adventures and the projects that we've been talking about and been holding out on for so long, because we've just been dealing with our own stuff. And so I just want to affirm the people that are watching that you can do it, and you have people rooting for you. And this is what this space is going to be for, because healing is needed. It is vital, and we need a village. And if you don't have a village, then come on. We're going to be that for you, because we're being vulnerable about us having to take medication just to survive. And moments where we didn't think that our value was worth it to not even be here. And that's wild when you have so many people that are reaching out to us individually of thank you for being who you are. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for saving my life. But beyond this social media frenzy that people are stuck on and the dopamine and all of that, you got to learn yourself. And that's the process and the healing journey that I've personally been walking on, because I literally lost it and might have not been here to tell y'all this today.
Yeah. There's definitely power in community and also in faith. And I just, it's a lot of days. It's been a lot of days where it's been like, if today's the day, then fine. Like, whatever. Like, whatever. Just the lack of not caring. And one thing I know is that God has shown me something in particular that he has planned for us. And it is tied to us turning these mics back on and talking about the real side of healing, right? Because Instagram will have you believing that healing is all pretty and it's all aesthetic. And, you know, again, I'm the professional frolicker, right? I'm out here frolicking around parks in Mexico City on the days that I post that. But I'll be very transparent. When I got here, I came here on December 9th. December 9th. And I just the other day got to the point of being like, okay, I think I feel adjusted enough, confident enough, and safe in my body enough to be able to go out and just experience and explore, right? So again, that beyond the selfie, understanding that there are stories behind stories, and people like us, we're telling you, we're pulling back the curtain, right? Because healing is lonely. It is incredibly lonely. And a part of the loneliness and a part of the grief is that if you choose to do your healing work and other people choose not to, then those people can no longer be in your life. So then you have to grieve the fact that you thought that you were going to have this particular set of people to lean on, but now you don't, because they're not willing to do the work. And that's hard. It is, you feel crazy. You feel like, I know you have used this term before, like mood swings. Like, it just feels very much like one moment I'm fine, the next moment I'm not. Like, what is happening? You don't feel in control of your body. You don't, like, this is hard. This is hard. And it was important to both of us to be able to be like, if we struggling to do this and we have each other, what about the people that don't have anybody and they're trying to figure this out? They are, you know, in toxic work environments. They are dealing with depression. They are having PTSD from racial trauma. They are going through some type of separation, betrayal, a death. Like, there are so many people that are walking through these types of things, but everybody forgets, especially if somebody dies, right? They're like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. And then they forget, right? But for those of us who are grieving people who are still living, there really is no, oh, I'm so sorry. Because everybody's just going about their business while your entire world is crashing down Everybody else is just going about their business and not even remembering to check and make sure you still breathing. And that's one thing I can appreciate about you, Bianca, is that you made sure you checked in with me. Good morning. How's your spirit? Even when all I had was, I'm here. All right. Did you eat? No, but I'm here, you know. We need that. And we have to, I think, remember that there are people that are close to us that may be walking through these types of things that are not talking about it. And I really want you to ask yourself if you have made it safe for them to come to you to talk about it, because the level of vulnerability that you have to come to somebody to say, I cannot get my shit together at all, is beyond. The point that it took for me to get to the point of writing a 5-page letter was I had calculated my income down to the last penny. And I was like, this is when my money is running out. And like, and that's all I got for y'all. So understand how much it takes for somebody to step forward. Somebody said in the comments, they commend us for being so vulnerable. And I wish that people would operate in full transparency and vulnerability and talk about this stuff, because then so many of us wouldn't be feeling like we're doing it by ourselves. So having said that, that's why we created this space, because we want to build this healing universe, if you will, where we are talking about this type of stuff. We're creating a space that, again, is centered on love and really thinking about how we can uplift each other as we are healing and choosing to be better humans. So we have some stuff planned for the future. And you want to kind of share some of the things and that we kind of have in the pipeline?
We have been having our co-working sessions, and I'm so thankful that we've been going back to that because it helps me stay focused. But we went through the Google Drive of a bunch of assets that were already done that are just waiting for people to receive. So if you're interested in a podcast and you want to start your own to talk about the things that are important to you, we have an avenue for that. We have a pipeline to help you from start to finish of starting your podcast all the way to execution. And depending on what type of podcast you have, there's a network that is already waiting on you to have this elevated in a way to you can reach thousands of people already. We have workbooks and educational curriculum that will be shared and posted so that people can learn different things that we are building and doing in the education space. We have been working on different grievances processes. So when people reach out to us about, hey, this is happening in our school system, we like to have you look into it. I went through HCC to get my private investigator's license. So that
I was wondering if you were going to say that. I was like, when is she going to tell the people about her new credentials, girl?
Yes, indeed. So you're looking at a private investigator intern, y'all. And I am thankful for the agency that is rocking with me and allowing me to operate in this space. And now we can go in there and say, hey, we are private investigators. We're looking into this matter and we're going to get these receipts and we're going to hold people accountable and making sure that our children and our educators and the folks that matter, that their voices are heard and that there's something that's done and that there's paperwork and paper trail. So if we need to go to the newspaper, guess what? We do have a media entity that will publish whatever is happening so that it doesn't get pushed up under the rug. I mean, I can go on and on of the different things that we have. It is magical. It is wonderful. I'm excited. But I will say that in order for us to do this, we're going to need your support. We're going to need your love. We're going to need you to be here. For sure.
Yeah. Your commitment. The other day when we were meeting, I had said to Bianca, because we were trying to, you're right, Anjali, she said compiling receipts is exhausting. It is. It is extremely exhausting and time consuming. Okay. but we were trying to like figure out how to bring all of this like stuff that we have together. And while we were meeting, I said to Bianca, we need to put some respect on our name. Real talk. Like, real talk. Like, Bianca's like, I could go on and on. I'm about to go on and on. Because this is the thing. This is the thing. This is what I need y'all to know. Between the two of us, the amount of behind the scenes work that we have done to help people to be successful, to do investigations. Y'all tell us in the comments if we have done something in this work that you were like, thank you for doing that and saying that. Like, the number of messages that we get of people being like, because I saw your story, I really can you, you know, help me with this? I'm going through the same thing right now. Like, there have been so many times that that has happened. And we, you know, we're not doing it for recognition, but it has happened, right? So having said that, I was like, Bianca, we are network executives. Like, we have an entire network, Teaching for the Culture, where we're able to have podcast hosts on. And like she said, have this whole podcast. Like, it's a whole network over there. And I was like, we need to treat it as such, right? When I was listening, I was doing some interviews last week that I haven't released, and I was listening to one today, and I was listening to myself talk about my life. And I had a moment, I made a Facebook post about it, because I was like, I need to put some respect on my name. Because the level of impact that has happened at your and my hand, when you talk about hundreds of thousands of children, it is incredible, right? But we don't like really lead with that and brag about that or whatever. It's just the work, right? But I really wanted to take a moment to honor that, because the level of experience and expertise that is sitting right here in this camera, turning the mic back on, like, it's free game, real talk. Right. So I want us to know that. But also, having said that, with all of like the formal stuff, there's also the shenanigans. OK. And that's where my heart really lies, in the shenaniganery. OK. So you also have the opportunity to participate in these shenanigans. Before we went live, I was like, Bianca, you want me to like, because, you know, we both have our networks. So I'm like, where is living at? Like, is this me? But she was like, yeah, I want you to run it. And I was like, hey, who run it, right? Like, the shenaniganery is shenanigan again and again. So all of those shenanigans and such are going to be over on our Patreon.
Oh, hell no!
So while we are very serious at our craft, okay, and highly qualified, I need that to be understood, we are also a goddamn old mess. Okay. So with the things that we're creating, we're also creating a space to just be silly, because guess what? Joy is something that we don't often have a chance to touch, because again, we busy trying to survive, and damn it, this is our rebellion. We's going to have fun. You understand me? Okay. We is going to have fun. So if you are like, dang, I want to see like the behind the scenes, I want to know all that stuff, definitely make sure that you go to our Patreons, Mind My Black Ass Business or Bianca Goolsbee, because it's a good time. And y'all know the level of fuckery that Bianca is capable of. Y'all are seeing in action. Okay.
Oh my God.
Whoa. What you about to say? What you go ahead and say something crazy because there's people in the comments that could get that could confirm what I was saying. Go ahead.
So this is why I'm gonna say y'all just need to go to the behind the scenes because there is a video that was just recorded the other day, and we literally counting the petty meter. And Kimberlyn is topping the petty meter. I understand I have a license plate that say petty B on it. I understand. But Kimberlyn is topping my...
I'm topping the petty meter. That is not a factual statement.
So you just gonna sit on these people internet and lie?
First of all, it was 2-1. So that ain't no topping. You making it seem like it was lopsided and such. And that is not
what all right. We'll let them see and let them be the judge because yeah, guess girl. What? People so lie anyway, receipts don't remember.
Shut up.
Like I said, y'all know that Petty B over there is she Petty B. Okay, y'all know. So I'm just saying, if you trying to, you know, be a part of that level of engagement with us, we are welcome to have you there. I'm done with you. Tell them about that. Tell them what that is.
Great, great. Okay, so I decided that I was going to really uplift the snitching movement. I do think that we need to normalize this word snitching. We need to kind of recraft what is defined and what it looks like. Like, we need to start telling on people and, like, telling the truth. Also, if you're going to tell on people, also make sure that you're okay with telling on yourself. That's another tangent for another day. But the motto is Make Snitching Great Again, MSGA. And so you can actually go to the website. It's live, makesnitchinggreatagain.com. Or if you want to take a shortcut, you can write IamSnitching.com. When I tell you the domain real estate for the word snitching, baby, I own it.
On lock.
It's on lock. So when I'm playing the sound effect.
Snitch.
Absolutely. When I introduce myself and I said I'm a certified.
Snitch.
Absolutely. Because I'm going to tell it. And don't think you can make me sign an NDA, baby, because I'm a.
Snitch.
Amen.
Say that did. Okay, so anyway, that is what we wanted to make sure we communicated, right? Now, let me be a little bit more explicit. What we are asking from you all, especially if y'all are like, I really want to support them, and there are a lot of people that will reach out and they're like, how can I help? How can I support? We really would like for you to join our Patreon. Like, that is the easiest way to be able to support because that is actually tied to income. Also, understanding you might not have discretionary funds, and that's cool. How else can you support? Like, comment, share, right? Subscribe to our YouTube pages. Like, those things are free and those things go a very, very, very long way, especially the sharing. And the sharing is not really about us. The sharing is about the people that need to hear what we're talking about. And I know, tell us in the comments if you know somebody that needs to hear something that we talked about tonight. Because what I know is that I know people that needed to hear what we talked about tonight. So I'm certain that y'all do too. But y'all let us know in the comments. Do you know at least one person that needs to hear something that we talked about? You sharing that with them and exposing them to what we're talking about is a gift. Because now we get to help people, and that is why we are doing this. We're not sacrificing our lives and putting all our business out here in the street just on Beyonce's good internet just for the sake of doing this, right? This is about healing our communities and making sure that we are using our lives as an example so that the people behind us are not coming and stepping in all of these landmines that we've already seen. If I could tell you that you need to prepare for the healing process, then you won't go into a blind like I did. And then you're looking around wondering what day it is. Okay. So that is a really, really big help to us. And if you can give us a 1-year commitment, that would be amazing. What I know is that all the stuff that we have planned, behind the scenes access, vlogs, in the tea, and y'all know Bianca...
I was like, I know she gonna call my name and call me.
She had a whole show called Morning Tea Allegations. Y'all, I was asking her the other day because it's some stuff that happened again. We have some other shows planned because there's some court cases that done came up and stuff that we had been talking about like since then, right? So I was like, B, can you like go and grab, you know, the old episodes? The hours and hours and hours of content that has been created is ridiculous. Okay. So having said that, collecting receipts and sharing tea is a forte over here in these streets. And if you know me, you know I'm out here snitching, baby. I'm putting up videos of honey. Okay, so we believes in that over here. Okay, so if you were saying to yourself, I believes in that too, we would love for you to support us, okay, in that way. But also bringing other people who are ready to heal into the community is something really important. So having said that, what questions y'all got for us? If y'all got any, please do drop them in the comments. Anything on your heart, mind that you want to say, Bianca?
I just want to appreciate the people that are watching this live and are watching the replay. It really means a lot for me to cut this mic on and to be here. As I stated earlier, if you missed it, it is God that I'm here. It is because of my village that I'm here. And I am very excited for all of the amazing things that are coming. 2024 is going to be such an amazing and miraculous year. We have started doing research on school board candidates for the 2024 election. And when I tell you the money that is being funneled in school board races, y'all need to pay attention. There are laws that are being changed to where you're being purged. So if you thought that you were going to vote by mail, you better make sure that you check your status because you might not be eligible to vote by mail. So you need to make sure that you know all of that information. This is stuff that we're going to be providing to you to make it accessible for you. And I am just grateful to just talk about the healing work and the work that's necessary in order to help our community. Because we are seeing so much trauma around us, and it really takes a village. So I thank you for being in this space. I look forward for you to continue to be in this space and also bring people with you. Because we're going to need all hands on deck. If you're passionate about the education system, here we are. If you're passionate about being your best self, here we are. If you're passionate about making sure that people follow and uplift and really hold on to the three keys, accountability, transparency, and integrity. Here we are because enough is enough. And we have to do better and be better in this world. And so I'm grateful for it.
Amen to that. So thank you. So I don't see any questions. And I also want to say thank y'all for your comments. We did see them, but we also didn't. We have a tendency to sometimes go down rabbit holes, we being Kimberland.
I'm yes, definitely sir. Wrong. We had a conversation. We had a conversation about, you know, the comments that come in. What will we do about it? And so we want y'all to comment. We want y'all to be able to say anything that y'all want to say. But mind you, we do have rules. We talked about it in the beginning. So just make sure that you go back to the beginning to make sure if you missed it. But because this is a safe space. But we did want to look at a comment and then go down a rabbit hole. Because I do that too. Although Kimberlyn is taking accountability and saying it's her, it's also me too. So thank y'all for your comments. Thank you for the positive words. Thank you for the affirmations. Thank you for uplifting us in this work because like Nicole said, the community is necessary and we are all community here.
Yeah. So what we don't have, y'all, is how often we're going to be doing this. We are coming up with the name. Like I said, the title that we're kind of playing with is Heal That Shit. But that might be a tagline. I don't know. So we really want this to kind of be a community effort of you all giving us ideas of what we can call this space. You all deciding what you want to be called as members of this space. We need emojis. Like, we need the things. You know what I mean? Because this is like a community or whatever. So we're going to be putting that back out to y'all. Like, what do you want this space to look like? What kind of things do you want to talk about? We definitely have a plethora of things that we can unpack. But we also want to make sure that this is a space that is beneficial for you, so that it is something that you want to come to, right? Because you know that you're going to get something. But I'm gonna let you know, even if you don't contribute, you gonna get something when you leave here, whether that be a little chuckle, okay, or whether that be a good life nugget. You gonna get something if you hang out with us. We do have a question here. It says, what do you think is needed to get over the hump for us Black women? Is it community, therapy, moving away to start over? I'm gonna say it's all of that.
Yeah.
And I also understand that I sit in a seat of privilege of having moved away. But the community, absolutely, if you're not in a position to move away, the community is absolutely necessary. The therapy, baby, let me tell you something. Had it not been for therapists, I am fully certain that I would not be here. Okay. And there was a time in Pennsylvania I had 3 therapists. Now I have 2 therapists. Like, therapy is essential. Even if you don't think there is something that you consciously need to unpack, the level, just being, especially if you are Black, just being a Black person in the United States, you have encountered trauma that you need to unpack. Okay. Black, brown, other than white, you have trauma that you need to unpack. And even if you're white, you have trauma that you need to unpack about how you weaponize your whiteness. So there's something to talk about in therapy. I absolutely believe that therapy is important, but I am also a firm proponent of moving away. It is actually so much easier. Life is simpler. It is less expensive, astronomically less. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't walk around thinking about the fact that I'm Black or I might randomly get killed by the police or random gunfire. I don't think about that. But I know that those are concerns that are present for some people in the States. So just at what purpose for each therapist? So it depends. Like, I have a therapist that specializes in trauma. But I also have a therapist that kind of operates more like a life coach, so that as I process particular things and parts of my brain get unstuck, I can move into having support to actually get this executed. So one helps to unlock, if you will, and one helps to create, if we put it like that. But you can divvy that up however you want to divvy that up. But I didn't plan on having all those therapists at first. It just kind of happened. But I definitely saw that if I'm going to get support and I can get support from professionals, then I'm going to do that. Especially when you're talking about having health insurance and you have EAP services. And I use them services. Okay. If they're giving you 10 free sessions, take them. Because that's like, that mental health support is priceless and people do not take care of their minds. I said the other day, I was like, we have all these campaigns for heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, all of this stuff. But to think about your brain is the control center of your body. It controls everything. If your brain is sick, then nothing else can function. So why do we not focus on our brain? right? So that is going to be very, very, very important. So, yeah. Any other questions, drop them in the chat. You want to say something, Bianca?
No, but yes. I was like, no. And then I was like, actually. I do think that when you talked about the brain and how we haven't really had a lot of conversations about what does that look like in brain health, I do think that there should be a campaign that is started regarding that. Mm-hmm. Just even with me being on medication and me figuring out how that is altering my brain,
right,
and altering my thought processes, and just even the way that I talk is slower, yeah, and the way that I react to things is a little slower. And sometimes I can be irrational in how I think and operate because of said medication. And so like, it needs to be something that's elevated. So I'm thankful for the conversation, and I'm thankful for the points that were made, because you're absolutely right. We could talk about obesity and heart health and everything else, but that central control center though, yeah, these brain people though.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
We definitely do. And maybe that's where we start, with brain people, because that is a good introduction to all of that. So having said that, y'all, again, please share, please like, please comment. Please talk about this with other people. Direct them to it. Subscribe to our spaces. Bianca, you want to share where people can go to get you?
Absolutely. The easiest way to get all of my links is through my website, and that is my first name and my last name.com. So BiancaGoolsby.com. You'll see all the links to my Patreon, my social media spaces. It's a thing. Go check it out. Subscribe to my mailing list and be involved in the conversation and the things that I'm doing personally.
And you all can find me. I'm really building Mind My Black Ass business right now. So if you will, go there to those spaces. But I'm also still present on KimberlynJackson.com. Either way, we are going to be reaching out to you all and soliciting your thoughts, your ideas, what you received out of this. If y'all could do that for us before we leave, what is something that you've taken away from the time that you've been here? Even if you just got here and you were like, oh, I didn't know this was on. Please share something in the comments with us if you haven't already that you got from this. That'll be helpful for us. And it'll also help us to think about some of the things that we want to continue to amplify. But again, this will be up. So please do share it. Comment, like, subscribe, all the things, and look out for the post as we are asking you all how you are going to help us shape our healing community that we have here. We really do want this to be a collective space. If you are wanting to get access to the behind the scenes and the shenanigans and such, please go to our Patreons. Again, that is Bianca Goolsby or Mind My Black Ass Business and. But on our Patreons, you'll be able to see the other things that we have going on, vlogs and all that kind of stuff. Other than that, y'all, we'll be back when we back, okay? Sooner than later. So we're going to debrief this and really think about direction and all of that. So definitely, you can actually leave comments in this video and tell us other things maybe that you want to talk about or want us to expand on or whatever. But we are excited to be back. And thankful for you all hanging out with us, rocking with us, loving us, supporting us. Like, it really does mean the world. Thank you for seeing us. And we ask that you continue again to commit to being a part of our journeys, knowing that you will absolutely get something out of it. So we'll be back soon.
Bye.
That wasn't planned.